It's time for James's Idiom of the Week.
I was on the TED Talks blog this week when I stumbled upon a very interesting topic. 40 brilliant idioms that simply can't be translated literally. It is a good read, and I have posted it on our website, thejamesriceshow.com, www.thejamesriceshow.com, so you can actually read the whole blog article. Now, to read from the blog, they write, "As our open translation project, volunteers translate TED Talks into 105 languages, and they're often challenged to translate English idioms into their own language," which made us wonder, what are their favorite idioms in their own tongue? And they came up with 40 idioms. Now, these are very fun, and I will go over a few of these idioms. But for teachers listening, I strongly recommend asking students for idioms in their own language as a kind of warm-up to your class. If you can get them to make a presentation to the other students, that is even better. You could have an idiom of the week from each student's country. That's cool. And this will help students understand how important idioms are in English and why context is important. So, as promised, here are a few of the brilliant idioms that caught my eye. From Germany, the translation is, "I only understand the train station." That's the idiom. Which means, you know, I don't understand a thing about what that person's saying. So I don't know what you're talking about. And in German they say, "I only understand the train station." From France, "The carrots are cooked." The carrots are cooked. All right. And this means, you know what? The situation can't be changed. All right. It's kind of like our idiom, which is, you know, no use of crying over spilt milk. You know, what has happened, and there's nothing we can do about it. All right. From Portugal, "To push something with your belly." To push something with your belly. Now, if you guys know me, I have a big belly, so that's why I like this one. "To push something with your belly." And that means to keep postponing an important chore. So delaying, "I don't want to do it, I don't want to do it, I don't want to do it." So you push something with your belly. That's the idiom from Portugal. That can't be translated. There's nothing to translate that into English, eh? That's really funny. From Sweden. "There's no cow on the ice." That's the idiom. I'm not making these up. "There's no cow on the ice." And that means, you know what? You know, don't worry. Don't worry about it. It's okay. There's no cow on the ice. It's all good. I like that one. I do like that one. Now, this one's my favorite. This one's my favorite from Thailand. All right. You ready? "The hen sees the snake's feet, and the snake sees the hen's boobs." One more time. "The hen sees the snake's feet, and the snake sees the hen's boobs." Yes. And that means two people know each other's secrets. The hen and the snake. Yeah, the hen and the snake know each other's secrets. That's a good one. So, don't push studying English with your belly, because the carrots are cooked, but I only understand the train station. Hey, there's no cow on the ice. And that is the idiom of the week.
Don't forget to follow James on Instagram @ConnectWithJames for fun photos and updates on future episodes.